President William Gleason, in his History of the Monument, actually states that he likened the various monument legal battles to the various battles of the Civil War. And finally, in the end, he talks about how the Battle of Appomattox has been fought and we've won. And he says it's cost us $1,800, but such was the price of war. So I firmly believe that because these gentlemen were actual veterans of the Civil War, they felt very deeply upon what was being proposed. They took to heart the need to honor their not only their fallen comrades, but also their comrades that were still living, so that their memory would be appropriately perpetuated. Not be violated by the building of the monument. Therefore, they were finally able to do so.